Probin të halo vema
Zavallano me të qutina ona
Niko mana shunela.
Pretty Loud is an all-girl band from the Roma community of Serbia, performing a song as part of the United Nations annual 16-day campaign focusing on ending gender violence against women. Singing in English, Serbian and Romani, the song addresses early marriage and other circumstances that can lead to young women's lives never reaching their full potential. The campaign comes as a new UN women's study confirms the COVID-19 pandemic has also had a major impact on the lives of many women. Sima Sami Bahus is the executive director of UN Women.
The COVID-19 pandemic, with all its isolation and distancing, has enabled unseen violence, a second shadow pandemic against women and girls, where they often found themselves in lockdown with their abusers. In all corners of the world, helplines for violence against women saw an increase in reports.
The UN report analysed data from 13 countries, providing a snapshot on what impact the pandemic has had on women's lives. While comprehensive data was difficult to collect, survey data from countries in Africa, South America, Europe and Asia reveals in the early days of COVID lockdowns, women's organisations noted a significant increase in reported cases of violence against women. Professor of International Relations and Director of Monash University's Centre for Gender, Peace and Security, Jackie True, says the pandemic has had a massive impact on all levels of gender equality.
You know, just even 1 year from 2020, the impacts of the increased gender-based violence, but also, you know, the fact that women have disproportionately lost jobs and income during this time, and therefore had less resources to protect themselves from gender-based violence, including in the home from intimate partners, but also from forms of precarious work, trafficking, child marriage, and on it goes, that this has actually meant, you know, the likelihood of achieving gender equality in the world. We've set that back. In just 1 year, we've set it back another 15 years.
Professor True says it will take many years to recover, with some countries worse off than others.
Obviously, a place like Afghanistan is on one end of the continuum, but, you know, we have significant patterns of violence against women in our own country, you know, and I think most of us are well aware of the fact that during the pandemic, we've seen not only increased rates of domestic violence, but we've seen increased severity of that violence.
The statistics for Australia can be difficult to grasp. Violence prevention group Our Watch says one woman a week is murdered by her current or former partner in Australia. One in three women has experienced physical violence from age 15, while nearly one in five, that's about 18%, has experienced sexual violence from the same age. Women are nearly three times more likely than men to experience violence from an intimate partner. Almost 10 women a day are hospitalised for assault injuries perpetrated by a spouse or domestic partner. Migrant and refugee women remain particularly vulnerable, says Dr. Adele Modurlo, head of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health. She says this group of women often wait longer to get help.
And I think that's something that we do find with migrant women as well, that they tend to wait until the situation is a crisis situation and their first port of call is police. And, you know, that can be an option, obviously, for women. But the earlier you're able to get support for family violence, the better. So if it is something that even if you think it's not a big deal or even if you think, you know, it's no one's really going to think this is important, it is really important to get support and talk to someone as soon as you can when you start to think there's something wrong. People will take you seriously, and that's often a better point to get support before it escalates.
Efforts to reduce family violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have been canvassed in the Pathways to Safety report, also released during the UN campaign. Change the Record, Australia's only Indigenous-led justice coalition of legal, health and family violence prevention experts, released the report. Nationally, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are 32 times more likely to be hospitalised due to family violence than non-First Nations women, 10 times more likely to die due to assault, and 45 times more likely to experience violence. The report calls for Indigenous-led solutions to the issue of domestic violence in Indigenous communities. Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt has told the ABC while plenty of money is going into programs, Indigenous women are not accessing these mainstream programs. But he says they're much more likely to access services that focus on the role kinship networks play in Indigenous communities.
But I think we also have to look at all of the programs that currently exist and work out why our women are not accessing them or not being given access to them. Because there is substantial Commonwealth funding and state and territory funding that is targeted towards dealing with these issues. Mm. But what I'm seeing is our women do not access them, or the organisations are not being inclusive to the extent that I thought they might, given the rates. We found the take-up by having culturally appropriate programs was much higher.
Internationally, the 16-day campaign this year also includes a special focus on femicide, which is defined as a sex-based hate crime involving the intentional killing of women or girls because they are female. Professor Jackie True says beyond the domestic sphere, violence against women continues, often unpunished, in many parts of the world.
Probably up to half of all femicides are intimate partner femicides. But it also could be killing of women who are considered to be outspoken activists, who are considered to be transgressing the social norms of their society. And so we see that, for example, in Afghanistan, women's rights activists are being killed by the Taliban. Or we see it in countries, for example, in Latin America, in Colombia, where women activists who are protesting against mining and other kind of environmental harm, they are targeted for killings as well.
Some of the recommendations made by the UN to combat violence include ratifying and implementing relevant international and regional conventions, identifying elements to define gender-related killings, prohibiting and criminalising violence against women, and ensuring effective access to justice and adequate reparations. Ms. Bahous says despite numerous challenges, the UN and other bodies are taking the issue of violence against women seriously, funding projects at various levels.
New opportunities are opening. Last summer, as part of a $40 billion commitment to the women and girls of the world, the Generation Equality Forum launched the Action Coalition on Gender-Based Violence. The coalition brings together a wide array of women's groups and others, youth, civil society, faith-based institutions, philanthropy, private sector, international organizations, and UN member states. There will be concrete financial and policy commitments and scaled-up initiatives in critical areas, survivor support services, legal frameworks, and more resources for grassroots organizations.
And this month, Australia's federal government and opposition have both promised a commissioner to oversee the prevention of violence against women and children. The coalition says it will spend $22.4 million over 5 years on a commission looking at domestic, family and sexual violence under the next national plan to keep women and children safe. Labor simultaneously announced it would appoint a commissioner to coordinate gendered violence prevention should it win power at next year's federal election. And if you or someone you know needs help, you can ring 1800 RESPECT, that's 1800 737 732, or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. Mm-hmm.